Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties. Jump off Friday. This bitch that hoe. It's gonna be fire! You just came upon the hottest radio station on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your boy JJ. We got LE and 6-4 in the building. We have many guests tonight. Jump on Friday. Ladies beware.
Right, they patties in this motherfucker. I know niggas hate. I know niggas wanna see me somewhere starving for a plate. Cause they bitches like to talk about us, like to lick our balls. I don't never call that hoe, and she's on my dirty draws. I'm a North Mississippi, so you better recognize. Let your hoes suck my dick while I'm looking in the eyes. I know y'all be telling lies, lying on your bitch ain't real. Niggas say he fuck my bitch, and he couldn't wait to spill. But it's all to the goodie though, cause she paying me. While I'm smoking herb in the tub, play your rubber dub. I just say the word and I'll pull a seer open up like I saved me. I'm the first in the hood to fuck, so you praise me. Off this bitch, I'm a check a buck. I ain't lazy. Man, a housewife from a slut, is you crazy?
This bitch, that hoe, let me see your pussy. This bitch, that hoe, let me see your pussy. This bitch, that hoe, let me see your pussy.
With a donation that'll make you rich. Bigger lips on the pussy, let me see it blow a kid. In the back with the yak, now they blowing on Ludacris. I can see it in her eye. Give me the pussy for a burger and some fries. And they always wonder why. Cause I put them in the room and I get them so fucking high. Luda, I'm so true to smoking that stanky Buddha. My pinky shining with diamonds, my index on the Ruger. I wet these holes in they sleep, so just call me Freddy Krueger. The boogie man, oogie woogie, give me that ooga booga. You can't deny it, no passing by it, you gotta try it. I'm number one, public enemy power, gotta fight it. I've got my gun and my identity started a fucking riot. We having fun, it's obscenities, pussy like it, buy it.
Bitch, that hoe, let me see your pussy. Bitch, that hoe.
Show. Well, while I'm waiting for the rest of my camp to come through, we're going to play another track dealing with jump offs, whores, hoes, sluts, smuts, bitches, tricks, all types of shit. So don't touch that dial. We're definitely going to be, you know, popping off. We're going to be doing our thing like we always do, you know, for all the newcomers, for all the people that I promoted to today. You're not wasting your time. Oh, by the way, happy 4th of July. So, without further ado, I don't know, what is this, King and that hoe? King, push that nigga, push that hoe. It's kind of, no matter, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to put in Gangsta Boo and Juicy J, dick sucking hoes. By the way, this is pretty much 18 and up, so if you're under the age of 18, unfortunately, you're going to have to leave because it's going to be very explicit, exclusive talk. We're here live from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Once again, it's a jump-off hour. Listen to three of the New York City's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We will be talking about Jump Off Friday, the TD show. Damn, I got to fix all that shit up. I got the late night edition. I got to fix that up. But we'll be speaking about these women cheating, stealing, whoring, sucking, hiding, and even stealing from us fellas. Also, my boy Cat is going to be talking about his upcoming book title, How Much Can Daddy Take of the Baby Mama Drama. And our question of the day, how to find out if your wife, girlfriend, or your fucking woman, how to find out if she's a whore or not? That's the question of the day. Here's the bonus jam line, 347-215-8388. We're taking shout-outs, dedication, every question till 8:30 in the p.m. Right now on hold, we got fucking 6-4 is in the Matrix. He's on his way. We got SD. We got LE. The show's going to be a wrap. Fellas, let me play one more track. After this track, welcome into the conversation. Keep it locked on the Technical Difficulties Show.
Together now, when you wanna eat the pussy, are you gonna call me or not? I do not love about
get into this, there's something that's been on my mind. It's kind of pissing me the fuck off. And what it is, it's like, I can understand that everyone on MySpace wants to be extra safe so that, you know, their account doesn't get hacked. Okay, understandable. They have all types of ways to, you know, help that out. Either, you know, every week you could change your code or, you know, you could, you know, well, yeah, I think that's the only thing is, like, you could change your code around and shit like that. Well, they have this thing called a captcha, whatever. And it's the most annoying thing in the world. Like, I understand, because I'm over here promoting the people, and I'm sending people messages, and it's real fucking annoying, because I'm over here sending, like, 50 messages, like, 50 people, you know? And it's, like, it's annoying. Like, okay, I understand if females have it. But then again, come on, like, what are you, serious? Every single female that I clicked on fucking has that capture shit. And it's very fucking annoying because I'm on the slowest computer ever. Like, I think my computer acts as if I had a dial-up and I didn't have a cable modem. That's how fucking slow it is. And when I'm sending a message, I'm like, okay, sure, I can get to the next person. But this fucking capture shit comes on. And then I got to type in these little, what's the point? It's like, I got to type in these little retarded-ass numbers and letters. They're, like, they're all bent and retarded-looking, and, like, what's the fucking point? Like, what's the big deal? Like, I mean, people feel as though, like, okay, no one's going to break into your, like, just change your password every once in a while. I mean, even if someone wanted to hack in your shit or whatever, or send you a virus, they can still do it, you know? You know what I mean? You just got to read the retarded-ass words. And what if you get one of the, what if you get it wrong? I mean, all they're going to do is come up with an easier capture that you can actually read. And when you can read it, you type that in. But it's so fucking annoying. I mean, maybe the purpose is this, so assholes like myself can't be sending 1,000,001 people, you know, invitations to shit and promoting a show and all that. But it's just, that shit just pisses me off. I mean, maybe if my computer was a little bit faster, then it wouldn't be a problem. But this shit is slow as hell. Like, I feel like my computer is the computer that the slow skis are using. If anyone ever saw that Comcast commercial with the fucking slow-ass turtles and they're talking about DSL and all that shit, like, I believe that this is the computer that they use. This shit is so fucking slow. And then when it comes up to the capture shit, then it's ridiculous. But like I said, I understand for women that have it with dudes. I'm promoting the dudes, you know, so they can listen in, and if they need advice, they can call up or whatever. And it's like every single dude that I go to their page, they got captured too. Like, come on, dog. That's real feminine. Like, why would you do that? But then, I mean, that's like more of a female thing. That's like a guy having a private page. For what? Why is your page private? What the F is your page private for? Women, I can understand your shit is private. But then again, if I just add you, I don't talk to you or nothing, and you add me, then what's the point of you having your page private if you're going to add whoever just, you know, whoever sends you a request? Like, it makes no sense, man. But MySpace makes no sense. It's just, I don't know. Like, MySpace is fucking ridiculous. But, I just got to vent right quick. And then they got Facebook. So everyone goes to Facebook. Like, what the F is so important about Facebook? Like, you go on Facebook, you can't do half the stuff you can do on MySpace. And people have the nerve to say, I don't like MySpace. But you can go check my Facebook out. Facebook is exactly what it says. This is exactly what the site is, Facebook. Your face in an effing book. Like, come on, get the freak up out of here with that. Are you serious? I'm going to join a site that just has my face on it. I can't even dress my page up. I can't even put the latest tracks on it, even if I could do that. It's like having I forget the name of that shit. Oh, man. It was this college thing that they had. It's kind of like Facebook, only better. CollegeClub.com It was something that was popping off like maybe like 6-7 years ago. But that's when the Yahoo event was happening. And then now, you know, remember, like, everybody used to go on Yahoo chat, you know what I mean? They would do the Yahoo search. You know, Yahoo was the shit. Yahoo and AIM and AOL, that was the shit. That shit ain't popping no more. Then they had Mijente and Black Planet. That shit ain't popping no more. I mean, people still get on it, but it's like MySpace is holding it down. And the guy, Tom, he's making millions just from making like a little internet connection thing. Like, what's going on? Just like the guy for Block Talk Radio. He's making millions just for us, you know, being crash dummies and going on here and, you know, trying to become famous. Like, it's amazing, man. But anyway, back to the, you know, the matter. I just had to vamp, get that off my chest. Make sure you hit us up, 347-215-8388. We're taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until the 8:30 p.m. hour. Ladies, if you want to call up and roast us, what we have is we have this thing called the roast session, and it pretty much happens for the whole two-hour series. And what happens is you can call up and you can roast your boss. Like if someone's pissing you off and, you know your man's pissing you off, or fellas, if your girl's pissing you off, you want to come up and roast her. If something goes like this, you know, you don't call up, you call up and be like, hey, what's up, this is such and such, we listening to your show, I just want to roast, for example, I just want to roast my bitch, you know, I was cleaning the closet the other day, and I heard a loud sucking noise, and I went into the living room to find my girl in between my boy's legs sucking his cock, like, I want to roast that dirty bitch, you slut, you ain't shit, yada, yada. Or, women, I was walking in the mall, and I was going to go do my nails, and as I was walking in to do my nails, I saw my man slap a girl's ass. So I want to say, fuck that nigga, and I'm roasting his ass. Or if you want to call us up, women, like, oh, you guys, all you three wise men guys ain't shit, yada, yada, I'm roasting y'all, y'all ain't shit, go get a job. That's probably why y'all don't get no pussy. You know what I mean? Or guys, you can call up and roast us if you feeling, you know, extra sentimental and you don't like the way we talking about these women because your penis is in another woman's hands because she has your dick and balls and, you know, your pussy whipped. So, plain and simple, this is the place to be. Happy July 4th. Happy Independence Day. I stopped celebrating Independence Day ever since I, you know, dropped out of middle school. Yeah, I dropped out of middle school. Actually, I'm lying. I dropped out of elementary school. See, I'm a serious type of dude. I don't like to play around. I don't like to play games. I don't like to joke. I don't like to do all that shit. I like to joke. But I don't like to play games. You know what I mean? I don't like to play. So, fucking, I dropped out of elementary school because they had recess. You know? I don't play games. It's just sweet. Serious. I'm not running around the yard. I'm not going on this little seesaw to have the other person on the other side that digs in his nose constantly and, you know, And the nerd and all that shit. And I don't play, you know. My mom would kick my ass if I would have dropped out of elementary school. I don't even think I had a choice. It's amazing because I had like two people on hold and these fucking assholes hung up. So I'm going to play another track and then I'm going to see where the fuck they went and they wouldn't get on to this show. I know you people are waiting, I mean, especially for those of you that it's your first time. So let's get to it. Let me play this track right quick. It's another jump off song. Keep it locked. It's TD.
Yeah, be a me, ho. Yeah, Lil John, ho. Yeah, Big Sam, ho. Yeah, Lil Bo, ho. Check this out, right? Yeah, I think a lot of y'all motherfuckers forgot who he is. Yeah, so right about now, we gonna let y'all know who the fuck we are.
Hey, hey, can't cross that nigga. Can't cross that ho. Can't cross that nigga. Can't cross that ho. Can't cross.
Nigga, what? Me mugger, nigga, what? What you got? a nigga talking shit, we start a fight up in this bitch.
Get crushed that nigga, get crushed that hoe, get crushed that nigga, get crushed that hoe, get crushed.
To be popping off on July 4th. Now, for those of you that are like me, I see fireworks is not my thing. Like, I mean, I want to be in charge of the fireworks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to get, like, M80s and M800s or whatever the fuck it is, and I want to be in charge of the fireworks and, you know, blowing shit up and the center of attention and all that. It's like, it's cool watching the fireworks in the air, but it's like, you got to really do that with a female. You know what I mean? So it's like, ain't got no female around me, so I'm not going to go there by myself. Like, ooh, wow, and go home by myself. Are you fucking serious? Like, F up out of here with that. You know? But it's like, for those of you listening, tuned in, I appreciate it. Like I said, we're going to have a good show, about to start the show. Once these guys call up, we're going to get it popping. Now, one of the hosts, he sent me a text message and said once the music goes off, he will call back. And the other one is at a barbecue, which a lot of people are going to barbecues. I'm having my barbecue tomorrow. And 6-4, I don't know where he is. He's actually in the Matrix as we're speaking. And right now I'm on MySpace sending out bulletins. We are live now. We are live now. Oh, shit, no. Hold on. We are live now. So, tune in. All right, I put a T. Why did a Y show up? So, tune in now. Let's see. Let me put this post this up. Let me post it up. Slow-ass fucking computer. All right, there we go. There we go. All right, people. Let's get into it. We're going to talk about these women tonight. Tonight is going to be the woman special, the man show, other known as Jump Off Fridays. We're going to be speaking on these women. We're going to speak about how can you tell if your woman is cheating on you? You know, how, I mean, what exactly pops off, you know? We're also going to be speaking about, you know, the type of guilt trip that women put out there. You know, we're also going to be speaking about, you know, the cons and pros of women. And don't get it fucked up. Like, I love women. To the day I die, and probably until, not even probably, after I die, I'm still going to love them in heaven, you know? So it's like, I love women. Like, don't get it effed up. But I, you know what I mean, a lot of guys, they're a little afraid to put out the faults of women and, you know, what, you know, the good side and the bad side. See, I'm a realist. I'll tell you like it is. So we're going to put it out there and we're going to tell them, you know, we're going to, you know, talk about, you know, what's going on. Now, we actually have a clip of a guy. His name is Spoon. He goes by the name of Spoony Love. And it's a little clip of him ordering flowers for his girl, even though he caught her, you know, sucking cock. So and someone else's cock, I might add. So keep it locked. Yo, SD, hold on, man. This is only gonna be like 3 minutes.
Flower shop?
Yeah, hello. Is this flower shop?
It is.
Yeah, this is Spoony Love from up above. I want to send some flowers to somebody. 2 dozen red roses.
Okay. And on the card that we're going to attach to the roses,
mm-hmm.
What would you like?
Oh, I got the cards and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see what I want. Okay.
Now, it's a small card, you know, that little enclosure card.
You might have to put 2 in there because I got some things I want to say to her.
Okay, what would you like?
Yo, baby, I love you.
Okay.
I love you more than you know.
Okay.
But you did me wrong. Give one dude a BJ, shame on you.
Okay.
Give 2 dudes a BJ, shame on me.
Okay.
If you think I can't get to you, you wrong.
Uh-huh.
You ain't nothing but a stupid hoe. You've always been a stupid hoe, and you will always be a hoe. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Love always, your teddy bear. Spoony.
S-P-O-O-N-Y?
Yeah. Could you read that back to me, please?
Oh, I got it right.
Could you read it? I know, but I just want to make sure. Could you read it back to me?
No.
Could you read that back to me, please?
No, let me see if I can even write this. You might have to come in and write it.
What was wrong?
The whole message.
The whole or the whole?
The
whole message? When
yeah.
I call a hoe and stuff?
Yeah.
Could we change the word hoe then? You know another word for hoe?
No, all of me.
Do you know another word for hoe that we could use?
We can't put sexual messages on there.
Hoe is sexual? What would you say? I mean, what would you suggest?
She
gave 2 of my cousins BJs on Thanksgiving Day.
I just went and put a card.
Right on Thanksgiving Day at my mother's house.
She
gave them both BJs, and I was in the closet. Because I ain't believe it. I love my woman, you know what I'm saying? I loved her, you know?
But I saw
it for myself. She was doing both of them at the same time.
Mm.
On her knees. Everything, yo.
I can put, I love you.
Could we change BJs to smoking the sausage or something? Blowing the pole?
I can't do anything like that.
What do you call a BJ?
We can't do that. We just can't do it.
Have you ever took part in that? Have you ever been
No.
Never given no one a BJ?
No.
What?
I just can't do it.
I call
you're really
on Thanksgiving.
Offended me.
Please, 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 could you just read it back?
I can't talk to you no more.
Oh, shit. SD in the fucking building, dog. What's good, man? SD in the building. What's good? SD in the building. What's good? What's good, nigga?
Ain't nothing, son. I'm over here fucking bobbing and weaving.
Bobbing and weaving?
You hear what's going on out here?
Yeah. What, you had a little party?
Nigga, this shit is more than a party, nigga. This shit is a gathering, nigga.
Oh, it's a gathering?
Hell yeah, nigga. Every hood, damn near every hood is out here.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. Where? Out in the island?
Yeah, out in Staten Island. Well, pretty much.
Oh, man. So I know it's mad honeys over there.
Well, Puerto Ricans are black, dog. That's all.
Why I had to lose my privileges in driving in New York?
It's funny because it's only Puerto Ricans and blacks, and we out here in a white neighborhood.
I can't rub on up on no mamacitas, senorita.
I don't know why you ain't come, son.
I didn't know about it. And
I think
also,
gonna be here for a grip, son.
Huh?
I think this is gonna be here for a grip.
Oh, you mean
I was
enough?
Trying to get this nigga 6'4 to come out here. I don't know if he's dope or whatever. You can come out here, we chilling.
Yeah, but you know, remember, I got pulled over and I got yolded in New York. So my driving privileges in New York are revoked.
Oh, that's whack.
Yeah, it's real whack. I mean, I could come out there. I had to take the bus, but after that,
I feel your pain.
Now you don't feel my pain because I need to be over there. That's
what
it's happening.
What they playing?
The old Boricua music and shit?
Cause them niggas is playing everything, dog.
Oh, Lord. Everybody, if anyone's in Staten Island, New York, go check that out. SD's out there live. He's one of the hosts, one of the main hosts. He's one of the wise men off the TD show. Hey, quick question. The question of the day is, how do you know if your wife, girl, or woman is a smut or not?
You can tell by the pussy, my nigga.
You can tell by the pussy?
Yeah, you can tell by the pussy.
So you're saying if she has hallway pussy?
Basically, if you was dating him before and everything was perfect, you had your fit was perfect or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And then you hit it maybe 2-3 weeks later, and it's not the same, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Not the same feeling, the same texture, the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know something's up.
I kind of figured that. So that's one of the ways. If your girl or whatever, she has hallway pussy. You know, hallway pussy is if you get down there and you go in, and normally, you know, it's a nice little tight area, but once you go in this time, you just slide right in, like, whoa, what's going on? Either I shrank, or you're just fucking like a motherfucker. And it's amazing because a lot of women say, they're like, they have like all these types of excuses, and you know, the one big thing that they do if they do sleep around, I don't know if it's a proven fact or not. Women out there that are listening, call us up 347-215-8388. Please tell me if this is true or not. But I was told that there's certain methods to tighten your cooch, your vagina, pussy, cunt, whatever you want to call it. There's certain ways to tighten it up. And one of the ways that they say is you take like a vinegar bath or some shit. Like you pour vinegar in the water, like shitloads of vinegar, and it tightens the pussy up. I don't know how true that is. Now, this one female told me that that's bullshit. But like I said, ladies, if you're listening, hit us up, 347-215-8388. Don't be bashful. If you want, you can just block your number and call up. I'll answer and, you know, talk to me, JJ, SD, in the back, you know, holding it down. And let us know, is that shit true? If you take a vinegar bath and, you know, does that tighten it up? Let us know. We have a call on the air.
Hey, light up, nigga.
Light up. Caller, you on the air.
Light up, nigga.
Word.
Light up, man.
Four in the
light
building.
Up,
you know what? It's funny because y'all might have to take over for a little bit because I have to do a quick 10-minute travel while I'm still on the phone, though. Take a 10-minute travel to go so I can light up. But
All right, well, we the co-hosts, this is, so, you know. We the co-hosts. Hey! Viva Mexico!
Hey!
Okay, let's go, Slow.
Yeah, Slowville. It's definitely a slow occasion.
What?
Who that slow?
I don't know. She's shaking her little booty meat, though. I know that.
Booty meat?
Hell yeah.
Booty go.
Popping that Midland.
Wow, it's going down.
Booty go.
I just wish I had some hot dog buns and I'd be good.
That's all?
Word. Try to get this nigga ate like that kush up in front.
That kush?
Word.
Hey, yo, Six.
What up?
How can you tell if your wife, woman, or your girlfriend is a smut or not?
How can you tell if they're a slut or not?
Yeah, now SB already said if she has hallway pussy. What about you?
Word. Stay out. Yo, let me get a plate, me.
What?
Get a plate.
Oh, my
goodness. Oh, fine. No doubt.
You can usually tell, you know what I'm saying, if your girl is a smut, a skeet butt, or a scuttlebutt. You know, the things that she does, man, no one's being right to you. You know what I mean? Like if she's always going out of the room to talk on the phone, or, I mean, you talking about a small that you just smoring, or you talking about your wifey?
Yeah, like your wifey. Like, yeah, it could be your wifey, your girlfriend,
okay.
You know what I mean? Your woman,
funny
like
actions.
Whatever.
Funny actions every time, man. Funny actions every time. Because they reveal themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes Wayne Brady got to choke a bit.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Straight up. He said you better, he saved you. You better thank him.
I mean, I'm not a violent man.
I said, thank you, Dave. I love your show. Ron, bitch, don't get some help.
Ron, bitch, run me that.
I mean, yeah, you're not a violent man, but, I mean, sometimes you got to shake him every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a good shake, you know, that's just not harmful. As long as you're not,
yeah,
you know, shaking the fuck out of them to the point where you, you know, they snap their neck or some shit.
Sometimes
whiplash.
You gotta shake the shit out of a bitch. You say, get dressed. Look at you. What are you doing? How about get your ass dressed then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how, yeah.
I mean, you know, it ain't shit, man, you know. I just try to keep it on a simple level, but, you know, they always want to turn it up. That's just a woman testing you. You got to understand. But we pass those. We don't take those tests, man, because we're not, you're above all of that. We sidestep all of that nonsense. Yo, what are you, taking a shit?
Who?
You. Where's this guy S at?
Yo, SD.
Yo, man.
Okay,
right,
I was
there.
All of that background noise left. She must have dipped into the...
Nah, I'm fucking, I put it on mute and shit.
Okay, that's what it is. Thank you.
I'm not one of those reckless niggas.
They were sounding like guerrilla warfare.
Guerrilla warfare?
Yo, it's tight out here, son. It's like 1,000 people out here, dog.
Oh, yeah, they all with eight?
I mean, how is it? Mad fucking mad bitches out here, nigga. I mean, of course, they're young bitches.
No, I'm saying they're
young bitches.
They're all with A. Like
nah, nigga, I mean, they out here, son. They just out here, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He's not the only one having the barbecue out here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dog. I might need to request a barbecue, a hot dog, a hamburger, or something, man.
There ain't no buns around here.
Ain't no buns?
Man.
What about the female buns?
Female buns out here.
Oh, it's female buns?
Yeah, I'm about to say some rice and beans and some chicken or something. I'm about to go in. Let me start.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's paid. Huh? Yeah, I'm about to go in. I ain't even explored the whole ground yet.
Yeah, Dre, you said you had to take a shit or something?
When?
I thought he's dead.
Oh, no. I was saying that I need to go light up. Like, I need to go fix my shit up so I can, you know.
Yeah. Why don't you do, I don't understand why you can't do it from where you're at.
Because, like an asshole, I didn't bring it because I thought somebody would still be here. So I just, fuck it. But as I pulled up, they was leaving. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck? I could have brought it.
All that means is that you can't count on people.
Yeah.
Fuck people.
I swear I know
that. Except Slut just giving us the butt. You know I love y'all.
My
And yo, E.
Yo.
How can you tell if your woman, girlfriend, or wife is cheating on you? I mean, not cheating on you, is a smut or not?
How can you tell if she's a smut or not?
Now, we already got the, okay, if she's on the phone, if she gets a phone call, and she walks away and tries to talk somewhere else. We already got the, oh, well, then she got hallway pussy. Because you normally you're just tight, and then you slide in, and you just, like, moving all around. Like, you fit your whole body in there. Like,
yo, I think the number one way to tell if your girlfriend is cheating is if you start winning fights.
Like, if you start winning fights?
Yeah, like, if you arguing with your girlfriend.
That's true. Forgot all about
that. With your girlfriend, and she's like, you know what? It's all right, okay, I got you. All right, okay.
Three more, please. Yeah, let's get it in over here.
Now, do you mean if before she used to argue with you, and now is it like that, or are you just saying all in all?
No, no, she's like, listen, I don't even got time for this.
Meet now, regulating all
that.
Oh,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
Yo, if you guys want it, man, I have a female point of view. I don't know if you guys
want
it. Yeah,
we'll take
it.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
You know, I need the nod from the other wise men. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah. You got the nod.
Okay. Hold on.
Damn,
hold on. Go ahead. Now I need you to ask the question. Hold on. Yeah. Just say what you. Just, you know.
Yeah. Just spill your heart out.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Who are you and where you calling from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
All right, no
doubt. Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn in the house. All right, now we got a quick question for you. How could fellas know if a woman is, if their woman, wife, or girlfriend is a smut or not?
If she gets male friends.
Wait, what happened?
More male friends.
Wait, you said if she has more male friends?
Then she do.
Wow, yeah, that is true. Now, what if she has male friends from the gate?
Then she's a smut from the gate.
So then she's a smut from the gate.
Jump, nigga.
This is coming from women, a woman's own point of view. So if that's said and done, fellas, you already know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just the messengers. That's all. We're just the messengers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're right now. We're the four wise men. We're just the messengers. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't argue with us. But if you want to roast us, or if you want to roast the young lady that just put y'all out there,
or if you just want to roast the young lady,
you know what I mean? 347-215-8388. Let us know what you think, fellas. Call us up. Let us know what you think. You know, if you have an issue, if you know you got caught out there, or you caught your woman out there, don't be bashful. Just call us up. Let us know what's going on. We're here for you, man. Women, if you hate us right now, let us know something. Like, what's going on? I mean, you probably can get shut down anyway, but, I mean, it's worth a try.
No, not probably. Not probably. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely going to get shut down?
Definitely.
Ain't no problem with it.
347-215-8388. Now, I got a couple of...
If you dare.
Yeah, if you dare. You know, you got to be, you know, don't call up here on some shy shit. Oh, my God, well, you know, you guys are kind of assholes, and because you're going to really get shatted on. So, you know, be careful with what you do. And make sure you come up on this show with a caution tape on your forehead, because beware. It definitely gets uglier.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm on this site. It says... how to tell if your girlfriend is cheating on you. You love your girlfriend. She's smart. She's pretty. And the best of all, she's all yours. Or is she?
Or is she?
Tragically, your girlfriend may not realize that you are all that is man and may seek sexual gratification elsewhere without your knowledge. But how will you know if your girlfriend is, in fact, a cheater? Simple. Look for the following five signs. If she avoids eye contact when asked what she did last night.
Huh?
Now, you know, that's when you're like, yo, what's up? Where were you at? They start looking all over the round. Well, sure, I was over here, and yeah. But then again, you, like I said, women are good liars, so you might have the
great liars.
So you might have the one that'll look you right in your eyes and be like, I was over my girl Shanae's house. And you be trying to hit it with her. Oh yeah, what y'all do? Well, we went to the bar, you know, got a couple of drinks, and then after that we went to her house and watched movies.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. So you ain't trying to holler at no dudes? Come on, now what the fuck I look like? I'm in love with you. And if you don't trust me, then me. This is what they get you. And if you don't trust me, then obviously you're doing something wrong. Now tell me where you was at last night. Oh, well, look me in my eyes, dog. Look me in my eyes. You're like, oh, well, no, and you be telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they get it. They change the fucking subject. They change the story to a 360, and now your ass is getting yelled at. Like, get the fuck out of here. We talking about you. Don't put that shit on me.
Uh-huh.
Bitch.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, she said, Shorty said, that's true.
Wow.
Careful,
because there's a breed of women out there that have trained themselves out of lying and deception so much, that look you right in your eyes, dead square, and
right in your face and lie to you.
You guys don't want to, I guess, see the same.
And it's like, you can't really do shit about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, well, whatever. And you kind of, like, just throw it off. But me, I'm very argumentative, so it's like, I like a chick that actually kind of, you know, wants to argue back.
What?
All in all, though.
No, leave that stuff where it is. That stuff where it is.
Now, they say avoiding eye contact is a classic sign of guilt. Oh, I was at the library, she'll say while glancing at the ground. I just stayed in. She'll mumble as she gazes at her shoes. Maybe she's ashamed because she stayed in last night like a loser instead of slamming back brews with you and your boys. But more likely, she was the one getting slammed by a boy. That's what happened. Isn't it, Terrellyn? Whatever. Cheating whores are pretty malicious. I don't know what the fuck that word is. I didn't want to fucking put it out there or whatever. They're pretty mysterious.
Malicious?
No, it's mysticulous. Mysticulous. Oh, I sound like a fucking asshole. About hiding their sins.
I agree.
Yeah, you agree? They wash sheets. They comb hair. Take showers, etc. But they rarely remember to clean out the sheets of skin. Scrape from their, what the fuck is that? Illicit partner's back from under their fingernails. I suggest ambushing your girlfriend after you suspect a cheating session has occurred and trying to get a skin sample from underneath her fingernails. If your uncle is a cop, you can even get a DNA test done on the sample. It doesn't matter if the DNA comes back without a match either. Terrellyn is still up to something. Scratching bug bites my ass. Okay, that made no fucking sense. Then they have sudden change in kissing styles. Now, you know what I mean? That's kind of true. Like, every person kisses differently. Some people use a lot of tongue. Some people bite lips. And some people like to lick chins. If you notice your girlfriend has suddenly changed styles, say from a lip nibbler to a tongue sucker,
yes,
something shady is going on.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Very true. I've actually done that before and got bad.
Oh, are you serious?
Yo, call me.
7-2-5-8. Sorry, you've actually done that before?
And got bad.
And got, now, what exactly did you do?
Different, just kissing the girl a different way.
And what did she say to you?
She was just like, no, it wasn't at the time. Like, you didn't go from me at the time. But
come on with the question.
Like, yeah, you know, and I noticed that you're doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, listen, I started getting angry. You know how you have to get angry?
I was going
to
do that, but you had to
forget about everything. I was like, yo, what are you talking about? Fuck you. I'm leaving.
But see, that's how we get caught.
Right.
Because and yo, dog, they do it so effing calm. Like, they be so calm. They be wrong, and they just do it calm. Like, why are you getting mad? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, my getting? But you're getting mad. Like, just calm down. Everything's going to be okay. I just want to know why you kiss me differently. Oh, what the fuck? What are you, annoyed? Are you doing something dirty? Just calm down. Everything's going to be okay. And I hate the girls that hit you off with their, like, you arguing with them. They're wrong, and they text you. So you're doing the text argument bullshit. And then you try to be tough guy, and you be like, well, you know what? F you. I mean, I'm done with you. I'm squashing this shit. You ain't shit. Yada, yada. F up out my face. And they text you the letter K. You're like, get the fuck out of here. You actually going to text K?
What a waste of a text message.
Yeah, that's a waste of a text message. Like, this is fucking out of control. But I said, this is a clear indication that she's been sleeping around, probably with Tyler Williams. Is that it? Slut? Is it Tyler? Then they have another one. I don't understand this. This is a little gassy to me. This is a little gay. This is a little faggotish for me. But it says, if her breath smells like Tyler Williams' dick.
Like what?
If her breath smells like dick. And they go, you'd recognize that smell anywhere. Yep, definitely Tyler Williams' dick. How could you? Terror Bear.
How could you
do this to me? To us? But that my question to that is, how does this guy know what another man's cock smells like?
That's because obviously he was drunk when he posted this on the internet. He was obviously either drunk or gay. One of the two.
Yeah.
This might be gay.
Yo, something feminine too, don't forget.
What happened?
Some niggas are feminine too, don't forget.
What do you mean?
Just some niggas are feminine. Talking about, I just jumped back on. What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, good.
That's funny. What are we talking about now? Niggas. Feminine.
Then they have, you used to get a pang of guilt with each trust into Jessica Bilardo a month ago, but not anymore. What gives? Why don't you feel bad about sleeping with another woman all of a sudden? Simple. That's your soul letting you know it's okay to sleep with other people because your girlfriend is probably doing it too. If you find yourself sleeping with someone else with a big smile on your face and not a thought about your girlfriend, she's almost definitely a cheating whore. Whatever. You don't even need her. I mean, Tara was hot like freshman year, but now she's kind of fat. Plus, Jessica is up for ass play, and that's a road you're definitely interested in traveling down. I don't think so. I'm not into ass play women, but I love to play with coochie.
Word.
So I guess I could be pussy play. Coochie play.
I mean, I'll even play with a little part in between the butthole and the pussy.
Oh, you mean the taint?
Yeah.
The tainted ass and the tainted lip? Talk about toe jam. Let me get my head together now.
Yeah, get the head together.
Oh, man. Like I said, like I've been telling women all the time, and it's funny because I tell women all the time, like, look, I'm smarter than you. I'm smarter than you. Women are supposed to be smarter than us, but I'm smarter than you. I know what you're doing before you do it. How do I know this? Because my mom is a whore. So it's like, if my mom's a whore,
I was wondering if you knew that or not, but obviously you knew it.
What happened?
I said, I was wondering if you knew that or not. I was going to sit down and have a talk with you when you got dirty. You know what I'm saying? But obviously you already know, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, F you.
Yeah, you know your mom's coming out of her bedroom at
with multiple dudes, all night, all times of the hour.
It was just me, August.
You in August? For y'all that don't know, August is his cat. So he's playing games with my mom's while his cat is on the other side.
Watching.
So my cat's probably licking her asshole and he's pounding my mom's coochie out.
No. it's actually the other way around. She's licking the cat's asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
The other way around, buddy.
Morgan doesn't have any fingers, so I don't even know if he has lips. Same, but she's fuzzy nuts.
Fuzzy lips?
Fuzzy nuts.
They said, signs of a cheating spouse, loss of interest in you. They lose interest in sexual intercourse. You stop having sex or have sex less often. Now, I'm sorry, women out there, but if you've been giving up the cooch and you just suddenly stop, I mean, I'm a nasty motherfucker. I'll fuck you on your period. I'm sorry. I run red lights. That's why I have so many tickets. I'm about to lose my license because I run so many fucking red lights. But it's like, I'm not talking about, like, you know, you put red dye in water and you pour it on my dick. Like, in other words, what I'm trying to say is, when it's heavy, you can keep that shit. But when it's nice and light, fuck it. I mean, of course, I'm not gonna go and bald head Michael Jordan, but I'm gonna have, you know, I'm definitely gonna have it covered. But I mean, hey. It's only blood. I was born in blood. Like, get the fuck out of here. If I cut my hand, I'm going to be bleeding. It's only blood.
That's a good way to rationalize it.
Their sexual behavior or interest changes.
What kind of sexual deviant thinks stuff like that?
Huh?
Yeah, what kind of sexual deviant thinks stuff like that?
Oh, Lord. What?
I'm sorry. You probably can't hear me, right?
Hell no. Nah.
I'll stop talking and continue listening. Sorry.
Now, what did you say?
I said, what kind of sexual deviant thinks of stuff like that?
I don't. You gotta. You know. I'm retarded. I dropped out of high school. I mean, you gotta put in another sentence. Put in a sentence.
Draw a picture.
Yeah, draw a picture.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I said, what kind of sick bastard thinks of stuff like that?
Oh, I mean, I guess me.
Right, right. I understand.
So you're trying to say you never ran red lights?
Listen, no. I stay running red lights, all right? you know what? Because that's the only time you can really skeet inside a chick with no problem.
No, whoa, pause. That's the worst time to skeet in a chick.
Oh, no, it's not, my friend.
I was told while the egg is dropping, it's quicker for them to, you're
my
pregnant.
My friend, listen. That's the best time for you to.
Well,
after that is that's the worst time for you.
Okay. Well then.
When they're freshly, you know, the egg that wasted is dropped and the new one is in place.
I know I should have.
Hey yo.
No.
Oh, ask the girl there. Ask the girl. The girl can tell you.
I was locked up because there's some troll buttons down. Oh, no, the end rock.
Oh, Lord. Put him on speakerphone.
Right.
Sex does not feel intimate anymore. They might actually be feeling guilty about cheating on their lover when they have sex with you. Then it goes, sex does not last as long. They may become tired more easily. Men might ejaculate more quickly or have trouble getting or keeping an erection.
That
women might... What?
Too.
Huh?
That happened to me before, too.
Yeah.
I was boning a chick and thinking about the other chick. My dick just went... It made the video game sound.
You.
I was like, oh, boy.
It says women might fake an orgasm to get it over with. This could also be a sign of frequent masturbation, which is not usual. Then they go, they act distant. Your intimacy level goes down. They won't touch, kiss, or hold you as much. They don't say I love you as often. They tell you you are unattractive, and then they sleep on the couch instead of with you. It becomes more like they are your roommate instead of your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but see, that's when it gets to the point where, like, if a female does that to me, I'm real ignorant. Like, if you don't want to, like, this shit actually happened before. Like, this chick was fronting on the pussy. Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I'm like, what? No sex? Nah, I'm not in the mood. Bet. I get up with my ignorant ass. Now, her head is turned the other way. So I'm jerking my dick, just jerking off and shit right next to her head. As soon as she turns around, I just have him in the nut. And I didn't know it was going to shoot out my dick like that. So it accidentally landed on her forehead. She was pissed. Yeah, she was definitely
hilarious.
Pissed.
That's actually hilarious. I'm going to do that too.
I call it the pickle surprise. Pickle surprise!
Yo, dog, you know what? I was riding home with this guy from my job one day, right?
Uh-huh.
We were talking. So he's telling me, he's like, yo, I was like, I want to go to the movies with this girl, whatever, whatever. He's like, all right, listen, this is what you got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a large popcorn, right? It's hilarious, though. And he always tells me something too. He's a jerk off.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yo, you get a large popcorn, right? You tell the girl that you have to go to the bathroom, right?
Uh-huh.
Take the popcorn in the bathroom with you. Find something to make a hole. You know, this is not a big hole, not the entire, you know, because you want the popcorn to stay in there.
Uh-huh.
Make a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, right?
Yeah.
You dust some of the popcorn off into the garbage. Like, you get a, you know, maybe take a handful of the large popcorn, put it in the garbage.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, you meet your girl at a movie theater, sit down next to her, and you put your dick in the popcorn box. Right?
Uh-huh.
So when she's fumbling around for popcorn, you know, she's fumbling around, and then she gets to that, she's like, oh, she'll jump, and she's like, what's that, you know? He's like, you know what that is. Go ahead and, you know, look it up. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm going to do that. It's hilarious, though.
Have you ever tried that?
No, I'm going to try it. Next time I'll go to the movies, actually.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we should all go to the movies together so you can see the girl's reaction. I think it would be hilarious. You know what I'm saying?
That's something to record. Or you can always do some shit like this, like around Christmas time. You can get a box, right? Cut a hole. First, number one, you got to cut a hole in the box. And then two, you put your junk in the box. And then three, you make her open the box. So I ain't going to buy you no fancy car. I ain't going to buy you a diamond ring. I'm just going to give you my dick in a box. I actually bit that off of Justin Timberlake's Dick in the Box song. It's pretty fucking hilarious. And I just cut my ass off.
Listen, what happened to that girl who spoke to this morning?
Dirty
Philly chick.
The dirty Philly chick?
Yeah.
Hold on.
She's in the Matrix. I can probably get her to call up. Because, she was real tough.
It said that she had a very smart mouth.
She sounded like a smut roach.
Yeah, I would love to hear her get shut down.
For those of you that don't know what a smut roach is, I'm going to tell you. A smut roach is a smut, for starters, but she's dirty. A dirty smut. She's a smut roach. Roaches are dirty. If your house is dusty, dirty, or your next door neighbors are dirty, you're going to have roaches. Roaches. What happened?
Oh, no, I was telling you to come get some.
Yeah. Hold on, that's SD. I gotta unmute him. Ladies, call up. Ladies and gentlemen, call up 347-215-8388. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have any comments or questions, or you wanna, you know, chat on the four wise men. You know, you don't like the topic. Huh?
How many people are listening right now?
I don't know, I can't tell. They fucking changed the shit up to the point where, like, you can't tell until after. I mean, it should be a lot of people because I've been promoting, like, crackhead.
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 I'm going to search for that.
SD.
Yeah.
What up, man? You still there?
Hell yeah, nigga.
So what's up? Give us an update. What's going on?
What's going on right now? I'm getting into a plate of food right now.
Get some energy back. What's
on that plate? It's on my plate. No pork on my pork. That's what's on my plate.
Yeah.
Man.
We already know there's no pork on the pork.
So, you know what I mean? Get some of this energy in me. Probably take one of those to the face and then get out here and mingle with the women.
Uh-huh.
Ain't shit else to do. Smell like mad kush in this corner. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Now, what's the difference between kush and hay?
And what?
Hay, haze.
Hay is for horses. That's what
they're... Well, I ain't want to put it out there, you know, but...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. But there's a big difference, man. The pith, the taste, the texture of the weed, the look of the weed, there's a lot of factors that go into it. What happened?
So... Nah, I was talking to this dude asking questions about nothing.
Talking about nothing? Nathan?
Niggas over here playing dominoes and shit.
How much is it to park over here? Tell niggas don't bang the table.
No, nah, you can't bang the table.
I mean, but if you eating though, you can knock when you're leaving the table though.
Yeah, you already know. I ain't that rude.
Okay.
Okay, niggas are smacking the table out here.
Uh-huh. Smacking the table.
It's looking like bustinghead.com right now.
Where is that?
What happened?
Where is
Clay Dumbler? Oh, yeah. Where is Clay Dumbler? Nigga, outside. Oh, Midland Beach.
Outside, where?
What happened?
Where are you?
I'm in Midland Beach.
Oh, okay.
All right, yo, guys. I'm going to play a quick track. I'm gonna play a quick track, and then I'm gonna have my boy Cat. He's coming out with this book. It's done with baby mama drama. This is some real shit. He's cool. He's a cool brother, positive, doing his thing. So you know, TD show's gonna show him some love, you know, and considering the fact of the situation with my two brothers, y'all might actually want to cop this book.
I mean. What situation, nigga? I don't need no fucking guidance, nigga. Or,
it's not necessary guidance. It's just something that, you know, you might be interested in.
Yo, you know what I need? More than I need is a bike. Huh?
What?
What? I need a cut, nigga. Sorry, nigga, to take to the barbershop, man.
Yeah, cut?
Put the pen down and pick up the clippers, man. All right?
Word.
Put the pen down and pick up the clippers. Put the pen down and pick up the clippers.
We're going to play a song that pretty much deals with the topic today on these motherfucking hands. Keep it locked. It's Ludacris. Use a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Use a hoe.
Hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. With whole energy to do what you do. Blue what you blue, and screw what you screw. Y'all professing it like DJ Clue, pulling on my coattails. And why do you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hotel everybody, even the mayor. Reach up in the sky for the hoes don't lay up. Come on, player, once a hoe always. And hoes never close, they open like hallways. So here's a hoe take for your whole crew. And everybody wants some, cause hoes gotta eat too. Hoes on a mission and it's hoes on a crack pipe. Hey ho, how you doing? Where you been? Probably doing ho stuff, cause there you ho again. It's a hoes. Even your daddy knows that you sucking down chocolate like daddy-o. You hoes are horrible, horrendous. On taxes, y'all writing off hoes in the business. I see the hoe rising. It ain't surprising, it's just a hoe wasted with ugly sick faces. But hoes don't feel so bad and blue, cause most of us niggas is hoes too.
You a hoe.
I love you, baby.
Come on, man. Give me some more.
Y'all? Y'all?
See, look. See, look. It's disgusting. You see the pigs?
Okay, what?
You see the pigs? Hmm. Pigs, man. These pigs are, yo, they're fucking thick over here by the ferry. I think they got a game or something, man. This shit is nasty.
What's nasty?
I'm saying there's a lot of fucking pigs over here, man, by the ferry. Like, I think there's a game or some shit, but it's got cop horses and shit. Fucking
cop
minivans.
You got
cop motherfucking,
pigs.
Yeah, cop suburbans and stuff.
I'm saying, but don't they have, ain't there like a station right across the street?
Son, I'm looking, it's right across the street, yeah. But they're everywhere, though. They're like fucking maggots and shit.
They're like maggots in the trash can.
Yeah, I'm trying to fall back and just get the radar like normal. That's pretty much my objective. I'm not going to get yeah. And then, right, all of that other shit, like for the birds, son. You know me.
Pretty much. You already know.
Just so we don't turn this into a monologue and fucking station. Fucking bitch is that? Fucking female host. Her fucking ass up. Her ass up.
Yeah, yeah. We're in search
you
of.
Baby.
Female, we're in search of a female host.
That's you.
I miss you, Dad.
What
is that? Is that JJ talking to Lucy?
No.
Really?
No, he's actually talking to him.
No, I'm good. Oh, man, you hear this dick behind me talking. Oh, niggas is by the ferry. When are the fireworks popping off?
When your mom opens her legs.
Oh, is it 9 o'clock, I think? Yo, matter of fact, yo, the ferry, right? When is the last one?
For the ferry? I don't know.
That's crazy. I think the last one is 7:30.
Yeah, I'm watching a ferry now. I'm on the water.
You're on the water?
Yeah, I'm on a private boat.
No. Well, hey, how about this, you bitch ass nigga? Why are you on that private boat? How about you go fish me John Irv Gotti or whatever?
Man,
one of my bosses or go fish me some people because you
another
know
way.
You know ain't just fish in that water. It's probably dead people and all types of shit.
Come on,
broken condoms. Ass bag, chin bags. Yeah, I definitely need a light up affair. I want to do an 11 o'clock show. That's what I want to do.
You know what you should do?
So, what's the problem?
You know what you should do?
What?
You should do some laundry, stink bastard.
Oh, yeah?
Word. Do your sock laundry, yo.
Yeah, how about you do some push-ups and buy a gym bag, you faggot?
Whoa.
Some push-ups? No. I don't need to do push-ups because your mom is doing all the push-ups for me.
Hold on, yeah. Dog.
Why your grandma still got on a push-up bra? What's going on?
Stop trying to holler at Netta, too, because she's whack.
Oh, no, negative. Negative.
His mom's got a... Let me take off
his shirt. Yo, another way you can find out if your girl is cheating. Suspicious statements and reactions. Number one, they accidentally call you another name. Has anyone here ever happened? Has it happened to them?
Yo, stop hitting me.
I'm going to floor you. That's what Vienna knows.
Floor you. Hey, please explain the meaning of flooring.
I think I'm fucking standing right here, too.
What? They say something about a person hitting on them, but say they turn them down. Fuck out of here.
Turn who down?
I guess the guy who was talking to them. They cannot look you in the eyes or somehow seem to act or behave in a guilty
mm-hmm.
manner. They are quicker to argue or rage. They have mood and attitude swings when they're wrong. That's something kind of like what E said. And also, for another way to tell if your woman, girlfriend, or wife is cheating, in a suspicious statement and reaction way, if you ask them whether they are having an affair, they are surprisingly aggressive about the question. Then they got special interest in appearance and personal grooming. They buy new clothes. They wear new clothes, sexy outfits, or other favorite underwear. They use cologne perfume. They make themselves look beautiful just to go somewhere casual. They spend more time looking in the mirror or doing their hair and makeup.
I knew that.
They start trimming their pubic hair. I don't know about all that, but... Every single woman that I dealt with, you know, definitely has the bald head going down. You know, the bald coochie, the bald, you know, pootie tang, I should say. Hey, bro, what are you on the, ferry? 6-4. Well, they're actually in the Matrix right now. Hit us up on the jam lines, 347-215-8388. We're shouting out these women. Fellas, if you want to, you got something to talk about these women or these men taking your women, hit us up and let us know what's going on. If you got a guy that you know that's taking your woman, you need advice on how to stomp his face in, or you just have a woman that's out there and she's fucking just off the wall, don't know how to act. You know, she don't ever really want to chill with you, but she end up going to the club more than chilling with you. Chances are she doesn't want to be with you or she's cheating on you, you know? If you're always sitting at home watching the kids and your woman is going out, oh, damn it, she's cheating on you. You need to put your foot down. Man up and say, look, bitch, either you make something happen or you get the fuck out of my house. I mean, as simple as that. Another way of finding out if your girlfriend is cheating on you, unexplained time aware. They keep making excuses to go out, and when they do, they are gone longer than normal. For example, a trip to the store for some milk takes an hour. They suddenly have to go somewhere. For example, the store, gym, gas station, that might be a sign that they are meeting up with some guy. They frequently call to tell you they will be home late. For example, they are helping out a friend. Their truck broke down. The fuck up out of here. Sure. Hell no. It's more like they stopped so she can go down on him. Gotta watch out, man. These girls giving head, you know, they cheating on you. They come back and give you a disease. It's fucked up. They develop new interests that do not involve the family. They disappear at unexplained or unusual times. They are strangely inaccessible or unreachable at times. They tell you they will be home late or need to spend more time at work. Yeah, right. They claim to be doing overtime at work, but their checks get no larger. Are you doing overtime? I mean, why do you still got the same $650? You know, after tax, if you're doing overtime. I thought you were doing overtime. Oh, well, you know, I just stayed. I volunteered my work, so therefore I didn't get that dog. They're quick with the answers. Don't believe it. If you have a hunch, 9 times out of 10, they're doing something dirty, and you need to get them on it. You don't have to go on Cheaters to realize that your girl's cheating on you. But also, remember this, dog. Whatever you do, and this is for women and men, whatever you do, don't be dumb. Don't be stupid. Don't be a jerk off. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking filthy cunt. If your man is cheating on you, or if your girl is cheating on you, and the other person that they're cheating on with does not know anything about you, and you go and you catch her out there, and you go, oh, well, what the fuck? I mean, what's going on? Like, you know, you're doing this to me. This is who you're dealing with, yada, yada, yada. Don't say, oh, okay, you know what? I'm in love with my girl, so I'm going to fuck this dude up. Like, come on. Dude ain't know. This girl told me the other day that if I was to talk to some chick at ShopRite, if I was to talk to a chick at the ShopRite and her man saw it, he would want to fight me. And I said to her, well, that's just inviting yourself to get your ass whooped. Like, 9 times out of 10, dude don't know that shorty has a man. 9 times out of 10, a chick would be like, look, I ain't got no man. But then again, you get the ones that are real, that's just real deal. And they be like, well, look, I have a man, but he's acting up. Once again, still, you can't fight the dude. I mean, that's your chick. That's your girl. I don't know, fuck, how deep in love you are with a chick. I mean, if she fuck up like that, to tell you the truth, on my situation, if someone be like, yo, dog, she said she was with you, but that you was a lame, so, you know, I mean, she wasn't fucking with you. I'll be like, oh, where she said that? I'll give him a handshake. I'll be like, well, dog, this is the deal. This right here, that's a spot. This is a spot. This is a spot. But she's a little greedy, you know what I mean? She's really money hungry, so I don't know how it is. But, I mean, do what you got to do. Then I look at my girl like, you know what? You fucked up. You had one chance to fuck up. Because, see, I'm quick to trust women. Like, I give you my trust like that. But once you break it, it's a wrap. There's a few exceptions, but it's like I might give you a free pass. But after you break that free pass, what's a wrap? I mean, 9 times out of 10, I only give you one chance. You got to be very special to get 2 chances. Very special. I mean, yeah, you can't just have good pussy. I mean, it just got to be all in all, like, you know what I mean, very special. But it's like, if effing, you know, I'm trying not to curse that much, but effing, if a situation happens like that, you don't go fight the guy. I mean, even if he does know about y'all, like, 9 times out of 10, the chicks, you know, told him, like, look, I mean, I have a man, but he's a lame, he's corny, I want you. I mean, honestly, if any of your chicks come up to me like that, I'm smashing off. I'm going to tell you, like, yo, she came at you. You need to be mad at her. Don't be mad at me, dog. You know what I mean? And women, don't be going out here fighting women. Don't be going fighting women because, you know, you caught this chick in bed with your man, and now you want to kick her ass because she's laying in your bed? Hey, that's not her problem. You want to holler at that dude. He should have fucking brought her in there.
You know where there's a McDonald's around here?
There's no McDonald's around here. Oh, it's all the way down, like a mile and a half McDonald's. But there's a place over here where you can go get some food. If you want food, go there.
Subway.
McDonald's a mile and a half.
Eat fresh. Oh, Lord, she wants everything but healthy food.
Subway.
Oh, as a matter of fact, no. Popeyes, Chinese food pizza. Yeah, there's no families running right now because, you know, the last one left at 7:30. You know?
Yeah.
So, I got to expedite the situation.
Wait, you're stuck in Manhattan?
Yeah, there are no families at all until 10:30.
Wow.
So, everybody's rushing from the bus right now to run down, thinking they 5 minutes early for that 8 o'clock ferry.
Yeah.
No way.
Negative.
They're going to be tonight.
Oh, yeah. They're like, damn, man, I don't like the exercise. And I ran all the way up these steps with my fat ass. Come to find out that shit is already gone. I'm pissed off.
Word. I'm glad I didn't say for fucking. Anyway,
they take long lunches or dinner meetings. If you ask if you can meet them outside their work, they prefer you do not. A lot of affairs start at the office.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. Then you got the unusual telephone behavior, like my brother at 6'4 said. Someone from the opposite sex calls that you never heard of. Perhaps they say it is a business call.
I tried to come back over, but son started walking over to this side. What you want me to do?
They hang up the phone when you come close. They have a lot of short phone calls. They never let anyone else answer the phone.
Uh-huh, let's go.
There are unexplained phone numbers on a cell phone statement or phone bill. They have the phone bill go paperless.
Uh-huh.
And only they can access the online statements. There are unusual incoming missed or outgoing calls on their phone. There are numbers or names you don't recognize.
Uh-huh.
The name Chrissy pops up, but her phone is so loud, you don't hear no female. All you hear is a dude. So Chrissy must really be Chris, but she put Chrissy just in case the phone was laying around.
Yeah, because I got that.
They do not answer the phone when you call, or they turn off their cell phone when they are out with friends. Now, I got actually hit off with this. Like, my chick said to me, oh, why do you turn off your phone when we go out to eat? Now, I was really raised to be respectful. So if my phone rings, I'll put it on silent or I'll cut the phone off because I'm on a date with you. I don't want to be interrupted. But for some reason, 2008 females find that suspicious. They think if you turn your phone off, you're cheating, or you turn your phone off, you're hiding, or so forth. And it's like, it's kind of true, but then it depends on the situation. I mean, I'm a realist, so it's like, if I'm going to cheat on you, I'm going to break up with you and tell you, look, this is the deal, this shit ain't working out, I want to go fuck other girls, so therefore I don't want to be with you. I'll come out and say some shit like that. Then they got changes in behavior or lifestyles, eating new foods. There are unusual changes in their habits.
Huh?
Is that a homie kid?
They want to be with their guy friends or girlfriends more often. For example, a cheating man might say, oh, yeah, the guys and I are going to go watch the football game. Why don't you go out with your girlfriends or something? If you want to go with them, they make excuses. They go a few days without showering at home, but seem to have showered. Then they got signs from the car. They are using more gas. The mileage in their car is too high. Check the mileage for them, too, and from work. Is there a lot of unexplained mileage? They want you to wait while they clean out their car before you get in it. There are too many empty cups or containers for food for more than one person in their car. The music station in their car have changed. Nah, I don't understand that shit. Like, I really don't. Like, if I have a chick and she's fucking cheating on me with a dude, 10 out of 10, fucking the dude probably listens to the same music as me, so you won't get that. But it's more of, say a white girl is normally dating white guys, and she listens to them in rock and roll, and she starts dating a black guy that likes all hip-hop. You know, all white guy that likes all hip-hop. And the white guy that just listens to rock and roll changes, and there's hip-hop stations programmed. It might be a little problem, but, I mean, I don't know, it might be a little uncommon. But now on the money side, how you can tell if your spouse or your woman is cheating. Money is unaccounted for. This could also be drugs. You find receipts for items you've never seen. There are unexplained charges on credit card bills. Here's some more input and advice from people who have been cheated on. If you know that they cheated on people they were with before you, the chances are much higher that they will cheat on you. That's not necessarily true. It was back in my young prime days when I was a dumb little dumbass filled up with cum and, you know, whatever. I used to cheat. Now I don't cheat no more. It's to the point where, look, if I think I'm going to cheat on you or if I'm not feeling you, I'm not going to spark a relationship with you. You know what I mean? If I just want sex, I'm going to tell you from the gate, like, look, this is the deal, this is what it is. If I want a relationship, I'll tell you what it is. And if I get into that relationship. So once they say, when they say once a cheater, always a cheater, it's not necessarily true. Because if I find someone I want to be with for a long time, then I'll be focused. But if I don't want to be with you for a long time, I'm going to lose focus quickly. And I'm going to be like, you know what? I don't want to cheat on you, but I'm having thoughts of other people, of all the fucking women. So therefore, with that said and done, I think we should end this. Unfortunately, the signs aren't that obvious, nor are they that reliable. If she is doing it right, you won't be able to tell unless you catch her in the act. In general, if you're the type of person that tries to keep life interesting for your spouse, you'll minimize the potential, but you can't eliminate the possibility no matter what you do. Some people tend to cheat no matter what their home life is like. Were they cheating on someone else when they met you? If so, it's probably an established behavior pattern. If your spouse is the type of person who can be trusted in other areas of life, you might have a good reason to trust her in marriage. After all, marriage is about trust and commitment. But that's bullshit because people get divorces. So it's like, that's why it's to the point where I'm like, look, marriage to me is like a business deal. Like, I'll get married to you just to, you know, get a bigger tax bracket at the end. Like, let's just get this money. Like, why do we have to, I mean, just because I get married with you don't mean I love you. It don't mean I'm in love with you. I know people that were more in love and lasted longer just as girlfriend, boyfriend, or that's my woman, that's my man. Whereas getting married, 9 times out of 10, the guy's just getting married with you just to fucking shut you the fuck up. Like, okay, you know what? I'll get married. Hey, you happy now? Well, so, I mean, that's pretty much all that is. Note that if your spouse isn't cheating and you're constantly being suspicious and questioning everything, you might just drive her into being unfaithful. If you believe they're different now, then take the time and think of a plan to investigate them on your own. If you have a gut instinct that they are cheating, 9 out of 10 times, you are right. That feeling is there for a reason, and if I were you, I would check it out. Seriously, guys, check it out. Be careful, though. You don't want it to be your own insecurity and be wrong. That will screw things up because then she will know that you don't trust her. The heart knows. Don't let your mind talk you out of it. There are a lot of signs of cheating. Be patient. Don't let them know you suspect them. Plan what to do if they really are cheating on you or lying to you. Be prepared to leave them. No matter how ugly, fat, worthless, or horrible lover you think you are in your mind, you will always feel that way. If you stay there and don't listen to your gut instincts and the hard evidence, self-esteem is how well you trust yourself. If you know something is going on and deny it is happening and you aren't trusting yourself and your self-esteem, you will be low. Remember, somebody will love you no matter what you look like. There is always someone out there who thinks you are a 10. So if this chick thinks you're a 0, if this chick thinks you're lame, if this chick over here thinks you're fat and ugly, you're bald-headed, if this chick thinks, oh, well, you don't make enough money, if this chick over here thinks, oh, well, you know, you're missing teeth and you're garbage, and this chick over here thinks you're a negative 10, this chick right here, I think you're a fucking god. A goddess, you know, not a god, but like, you know, you might think you're a 20 on a scale from 1 to 10. Or this chick might think you're a 10. Or this chick might be like, you know what, he's cute. Or this chick might be like, he's not attractive, but he's funny as hell. And we click. For 10 girls that don't like you, there are 20 that do. So don't ever, you know, get stuck in the loop. Because, you know what I mean, women are like pennies. They're everywhere, you know? I can go outside right now in front of my casa, in front of my house, and look on the ground and see a penny. That's how it is with girls. Girls are everywhere. Don't be stuck on one. Now, if you're truly in love, then work it out. I mean, I'm not telling you to shat on the girl. Like, work it out. But be prepared, because if you do come at their net, you better hope that you better pray to the Lord that they are cheating. Because if they're not cheating, you just effed up a good relationship. But if they are cheating, you just saved yourself some trouble. And 9 times out of 10, not even 9 times out of 10, all the time, when a girl is guilty or she is doing something wrong, this is what she'll hit you off with. Why do you think I'm cheating? Oh, well, you think I'm cheating is probably because you're cheating and you feel guilty, so therefore you feel guilty about cheating, so you just think off the bat I'm cheating. Sometimes that may be true. I'm not going to hold y'all. That may be true, but not all the time. But, you know what I mean, most likely the female is cheating and she just is trying to get a cover-up. So, fellas, don't fall into the bullshit. Don't fall into the BS. Do it right. Do it smart. Because JJ from the TD show, Technical Difficulties, told you. This is a motherfucking, a mother effing, mother flipping, mother blipping jump off Friday. And this is the conversation we had. We have 19 minutes left. Hit us up in the jam lines, 347-215-8388. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know about your shout-outs. If you have questions, if you need to have advice, if you just whatever. You know, you want to hear a song, you want to vamp, you want to roast somebody, somebody pissing you off. Ladies, somebody pissing you off. I mean, it's a guy. It's more like, the man hour. You know, we trying to help the fellas out. But women, we ain't going to exclude y'all because I'm in love with women. I love women. So, women, if y'all want to call up and, you know, you want to vamp too, you want to, you know, shine and talk shit on your man or your ex-man or your ex-lover or he did this, he did that, and he don't love me and this and that and whatever the case is, hit us up. We're here for you, you know. We're here for the fellas, but we're also here for the women. So, if y'all want to call up and, you know, let us know, hit us up. Don't be shy. 18 minutes left. 347-215-8388. That's 347-215-8388. I'm going to get into some music. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Should I play like a jump off? Should I keep it going with the jump off thing, or shall I just? You know what? I'm gonna just play new music. That's what I'm gonna do. I think y'all got the idea of the whole jump off thing, follow the music. Now we're gonna get into, you know, some new hits, some new cuts, you know, maybe some old and some new, you know, whatever I actually put on there. I'm actually in search for looking for some songs. So here we go. Let's see where are we at. Let me get some good shits. Okay, this is a Millie, or actually this is a Billy, the remix with my boy Jigga and Chris Brown, Little Weezy. Keep it locked on the Technical Difficulty Show, the TD show. It's the Jump Off Hour.
Guru, turn it up. I know a million people already did this. Let's make it a billion.
OTF on it.
Yeah. A billy, a billionaire. Call me Philly Collins, I feel a billion is in the air. I affiliate with Billy Gates, that's my pair. And John Manillionaire is my consigliere. When I wear billionaire, boys club is more than care. I don't wear it cause Pharrell, I wear it cause I'm Pharrell.
I see bad people.
I see Benjamins and a billion other big head people. I'm a natural born hustler, monthly project mother. Turn professional journalist reporting live from the gutter with girl. Carry box cutters, brother, shoot up with undercover screaming. The world, why? Cause don't nobody love a Sean Carter, Sean Bell. What's the difference? Do tell. 50 shots of 50 mil. Ain't no difference. Go to hell. So, rah, ricochet for Barack Obama. Change on karma. I'm about the whole hood. Llamas on me. Rock Nation on me. Million strong in the mantra gon' be this, whatever's gon' be. On three, strong in the Humvee. Y'all could call it cold ball. I'm declaring I'm free, bumping Pac in the outlaws. I'm flying in all outdoors, I ball out pause. I buy champion companies, I'm past buying out bars, but I do that. I'm so past G5s and G4s, but I flew back and forth like a Leah. Takes nation and millions to hold us back. But when your boy reach a billion, it's a wrap. Yeah, Rock Nation, it takes a nation to stop. I'm signing off, it's the hood's Barack.
I'm a millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire. Yeah. So far than
Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career, this isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. For my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, mother, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Poppin' helicopters, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like Orville Redenbacher. I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian with long hair, with a dairy gear, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crack the semen. Like, look at that bastard Weezy. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a mother problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a gobbler? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer when it's private. Damn, I hate a shab. Don't you hate a shab? Yeah, I hate a shab. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to Mab. Yeah, that's Mab. So when she asked for the money, when you threw, don't be surprised. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no, you ain't got it. I'm ill, not sick, and I'm okay, but my watch sick, yeah, my drop sick, yeah, my clock sick, and my knot sick, I'm ill, I'm ill.
It be that breezy millionaire. A milli here and a million there. Selling out stadiums, million chairs. Stepping on and off stage, killing them. I got a million pair of them all at a million air. I'm a beast. Every competition come, please. Lock them up. Just put them on freeze, on ice. I'm doing things that rappers don't like. And I'm making
a million.
Getting money, just throw it up and watch it. And when it come down, it's like magnets in my pocket. Damn, I got it. Purple and green diamonds, they swing from my chest. Bigger and bigger, man, I think the hawks on my neck. I'm brilliant, Jay-Z, Weezy, Breezy. So what's a million? Yeah, singing, you can just chill. Cause I'm ill.
Not a mommy, shaking that body like she auditioning, glistening, move so vicious from a distance. She seemed familiar, took another look and the vision got clearer. Then it hit me like, damn, that's an angel. Thought she was a square, was this nasty behavior? I stepped to her, smell with a weak, living that double life by night, she all free. Got my mom buzzing when she grabbed me, set up on my lap and she moved into the beat. So schizo, she gets so crazy, twist those hips so amazing. Baby, putting it down, somebody save me, I'm about to drown.
She's shining in the spotlight. Body glistening, she put it on the show like she auditioned. Now watch her poppin'.
I know the way she put
she, it
down.
Now watch her poppin'.
She got me poppin'.
She, where will Charlie go? Her body on the floor. So
where, I got you all.
Where your mama try, make it hot, they wanna watch. I got you
where, I got you all.
Where,
now I got her. Open, she's soaking, feeling like I'm in the ocean. That body is smoking, keep going, like you can't control it. Just rolling when you let it hit the flow. The way that you do it, you got it in the zone. Your body language is telling me that you is a pro, baby. I'm a beast, so believe you can give me more. Get low, your nose, red stilettos. Let's go, don't stop. Got the ground shaking every damn time that you drop it. I can see it splash when you pop it. Travel like I stay in a rock, get hot. Feel that sweat. Yeah, little mama, I got you.
She's shining in the spotlight. Body glistening. She put it on the show like she auditioned. Now watch her poppin'.
Tonight, we're going to be doing another show, but we're going to do a late night segment. I want to say 11:30, but those times might be actually packed. They might be full, so I don't want to give y'all, I don't want to mislead you guys. But definitely 12 midnight is going to be open. So if you ladies and gentlemen want to listen, be tuned in tonight, 12 midnight to 2 a.m. It's going to be me, 64SD, and LE. We're going to be holding it down. We might have a little, you know, a couple of guests in there. Cat, my boy Cat, he couldn't make it here, so hopefully maybe tonight he'll be able to call up, as well as my boy D from my job, Pimp D is what we call him. This guy, I look up to this guy. He's younger than me, but I look up to this guy. He actually had sex with 7 women within a 7-day time frame. I've never done that in my life, and I'm 27. But anyway, that's my dude, my boy, my ball. How the fuck do you spell ball? People actually have the answer for that. It's out of control. Anyway, tonight we're going to be doing 12 midnight to 2 a.m. The topic for tonight is, let's see, what am I going to put for the topic tonight? Fuck it, let's talk about sex. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about sex. Everyone, you know, everyone's always cool with the sexual conversations, you know. We're going to have, you know, there's going to be advice out from the four wise men. We're going to be talking about different positions and all types of shit. It's going to be a sexy topic. We actually had a sex topic before, and it was okay, but it didn't really pop off like that, so we're going to try to do it now. Like, this show right here is definitely going to get a lot of hits. So with that, we're going to try to react on the sex topic. And it's going to be, of course, different things. We're going to talk about different, you know, sexual positions. We're going to talk about anal positions. Is it gay if that not? Yeah, the question for that day is, for tonight, for that show is going to be, are you considered a gaff or a fag if you have anal sex with a female, the same female, more than 4 times? Are you gay for having sex with a female in her ass more than 4 times? And I'm talking about 4 times that day. I'm talking about, like, if you with the chick or whatever and you just love having anal sex. Are you on board? Are you borderline gay, or is that just normal? That's going to be tonight's topic. Well, tonight's question of the night. You have 6 minutes left remaining, so we're going to get into that. It's going to be a sexual, sexy type thing, and everyone loves sex. We're going to talk about raw dogging. We're going to be talking about should you raw dog a whore? We're also going to be talking about if you know your girl's a whore, is it okay for you to stay with her? All types of things. So make sure y'all tune in tonight. It's going to be very sexy. It's going to be 12 midnight a.m., to 2 a.m. in the morning. We're going to be getting real sexy. It's going to be a sexy topic. So make sure if you're under 18, you cannot get in. 18 and up. It's going to be very sexy. It's going to be very adult-like. So if you ain't doing shit tonight, you need to bug out. You need to lay down, calm down, relax. This is for women and men. Make sure you tune in and praise the four gods, the four elder gods, the four wise men. And for those of you out there that play Xbox Live and have Call of Duty, if you want to get roasted, you want to get your ass spanked in Call of Duty, my game tag name is 2J's. That's JJ space. It's all in caps. It's JJ space D as in dog, A space, D as in dog, ARK space, N as in Nancy, I-T-E, JJ the Dark Knight. Hit me up on there, add me, let's play some Call of Duty. It's all about the triple G's, the fucking Gnator, what is it, damn, I don't even know my own tag, it's Gator Gnator Gang, or Gator Gnator fucking goons or some shit like that, I don't know. Then you got SNF, that's another gamer tag, that's another clan name or whatever. And SNF is Shoot a Nigga Federation. And then we also have the, we represent for the AOO, Army of One. You know, that's when you're on your single mission. But we're going to get back into the mix of the music. We got one more track. This song, we play hip-hop, we play rock and roll, we also play reggaeton. So I'm going to throw this on for the Spanish crowd that we got out there, or the people that like, reggaeton. It's a nice little slow jam, I like it. This is Flex, featuring Belinda. It's Te or T, Curo, or I don't fucking know. It's one of those. It's Flex featuring Belinda. This is the last song of the night. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Let us know how you think about the show. Make sure you tune in tonight, midnight to 2 a.m. We're going to have a little sexy topic. And, you're welcome. You're invited. If you ain't got shit to do, if you don't want to waste money because gas, it's like now you got to take out a loan just to, fill your tank up with gas. Or you got to go siphon someone else's gas just to fill your gas up, Just stay home, kick it back, get some popcorn, kick your feet up, put the fan on, put the AC on, whatever, open the window, whatever you use to get some, get cooled off, light up, get drunk and lay back and listen to the Technical Difficulty Show. I guarantee you by the end of the night show or by the end of this show, you're going to be, wow, these guys are amazing. I need to be here every day. Every day we're going to be here from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every day. So make sure you spread the word, spread the love. Make sure you hit us up with comments on our webpage on MySpace. Shout outs to Ace Money and Dan and Joy Money holding it down. And big shout out to Kuba. She actually is the female host of this, but right now she's going through some technical difficulties right now. We're not gonna get into that. But big shout out to you. We still got you in our hearts. You know what I mean? That immigration thing will come through lightly. Big shout out to La Boricua. This is going out to La Boricua and Cuba. Keep it locked on the Technical Difficulty Show. We'll see you tonight. Thank you for listening. 12 midnight to 2.
Romantic style in the world. This is the remix. Romantic flow. Con Belly.
Yeah. cuatro, cinco, seis. Nueve. Noche. Tacos and beans and rice. Ah. Taco meat and shells. What you gonna tell? Go to hell. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. The shit's off. All right. We'll see you tonight at 12 midnight at 2 a.m. Peace.